Here in the U.S., a new survey of top foreign policy experts finds little support for President Bush's policy in Iraq. And most of the experts polled say the U.S. is not winning the war on terror. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
More than 100 members of the foreign policy establishment weighed in for this survey. They include former White House officials, former secretaries of state, a retired CIA director, and, most crucially, Republicans and Democrats from across the political spectrum. Here are some of the results. 84% believe the U.S. is not winning the war on terror. And nearly all the experts, 91%, believe the world is becoming more dangerous for Americans. Mike Boyer is senior editor of Foreign Policy magazine, which organized the survey along with the Center for American Progress, a Washington think tank. Boyer points out the survey also reflects pessimism about the president's conduct of the war in Iraq.
The main reason for this pessimism appears to be events on the ground in Iraq. 53% of the experts say that the surge of troops into Baghdad is having a negative impact on the war effort. An increase of 22 percentage points from just 6 months ago.
Again, that was 53% saying the surge is having a negative impact. Even among the experts who identify themselves as conservative, nearly two-thirds say the surge is either having no impact or making things worse. That could be read as a pretty stinging indictment of Bush administration policy. But Aaron Friedberg, who spent 2 years as Deputy National Security Advisor to Vice President Cheney and who participated in the survey, says it's not so simple.
It's certainly not a ringing endorsement in the sense of giving A's across the board. But you always have to ask, what would be better and where would we be if we were pursuing policies very much different than those that we have been? It's possible that we would be better off in certain respects. We might be worse off in others.
That said, even Friedberg agrees with the judgment that the U.S. isn't winning the war on terror. That doesn't mean we're losing, he adds, but it's hard for me to see how anyone can feel at this point that we're winning this long-term struggle. Another one of the experts polled, Georgetown University professor Bruce Hoffman, says it's difficult not to read the poll as a repudiation of the administration's conduct of the war on terror. Hoffman just returned from a month in Southeast Asia.
If you wanted to take, you know, a bumper sticker from both my experience and then from this poll, is that where we've really been particularly either remiss or ineffectual is in fighting the al-Qaeda brand as hard as we've fought the actual al-Qaeda terrorists.
Nowhere is the problem more acute than in Pakistan. The survey named Pakistan the country most likely to become the next al-Qaeda stronghold, if it's not already. And 74% say Pakistan is the country most likely to transfer nuclear technology to terrorists in the near future. A terrifying prospect. The question is, what to do about it?
Everyone seemed to be pointing to how dire the situation was with Pakistan, but the experts were all over the map about what we do about it.
Caroline Wadhams of the Center for American Progress. One topic on which there was relative consensus, Iran. Just 8% of the foreign policy heavyweights favor military strikes against Iran's nuclear facilities. And 8 in 10 say the U.S. should instead opt for sanctions or diplomacy to contain Iran's nuclear ambitions. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.